Anyhow, let's find out what happened with this man. So he got the neoadjuvant therapy. He went, I think you described what happened at surgery. Then what?
So he did well for 14 months, and then he was found to have lung nodules on restaging scans. And so at that point, they sent off HER2 testing. And the HER2 came back IHC3+ and also confirmatory FISH positive. And so he started on FOLFOX plus trastuzumab as his initial chemotherapy, and he had a PR. But then he started to have issues about 4 months into treatment with thrombocytopenia. So the treating physician had modified the regimen to an infusional 5-FU plus trastuzumab. And eventually the patient did progress, but after 15 months of therapy.
Any comment on the, we're actually doing a survey right now. I was kind of curious about this issue of oxaliplatin thrombocytopenia. How low did his platelets go? And what's your experience with that?
He actually went into the 75,000 range, and that's about where I typically see, and I see this in colon cancer patients as well. They usually don't get as low as 50, but sometimes we start to modify things before that point. What I also worry about with oxaliplatin in continuation is that then if their platelets get low enough, they never seem to really recover again, and then that makes it harder for them to get on trials.